The world's first cross-border cable car will travel from Russia to China in 8 minutes. Travelling between Russia and China is about to get a lot more scenic. The world's first cross-border cable car is coming, giving passengers a unique perspective of the two countries below. The cable car will run between Heihe in northeast China and Blagoveshchensk in Russia, carrying passengers over the Amur River to give them a bird's eye view of the water, often frozen over during winter, and the cities on either side. Journey time between the cities will be approximately 7.5 minutes, while actual travel time will be 3.5 minutes. Each cabin can carry up to 60 passengers with extra space for luggage, and cars will leave every 15 minutes. Designed by Dutch architects UN Studio, the Blagoveshchensk cable car terminal is built over several levels and features an elevated viewing platform looking over the Amur towards Heihe. The design also incorporates terraces and green plateaus, as well as restaurants and a sky garden. From a distance, passengers will see a memorable facade that faces the city of Heihe. The Russian consulting company Strelka KB, who helped to manage the project, said. Ben van Berkel, founder and principal architect at UN Studio, said the cable car would be the first ever to join two countries and cultures. Cable car systems provide a new form of public transport that is sustainable, extremely fast, reliable and efficient. Although primarily a pragmatic solution, cable cars are also a very congenial way to travel, as they enable us to see and experience our cities in a whole new way, added van Berkel. UN Studios has also completed cable car designs for Gothenburg, Sweden and Amsterdam, the Netherlands. The project, which is being managed by Russian consulting company Strelka KB, is already in motion. UN Studio told CNN that the company will work further on the design, while construction on the cable car and its terminals is expected to start in 2020.